The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, well, that is just what you absolutely should be doing. We've got about a half hour because this is the day that we do It's Broken, Let's Fix It. Got a very kind of sobering It's Broken, Let's Fix It, which seemed somehow vaguely appropriate that we do it on Income Tax Day, which is today. Did you know that today is, in fact, I was at a theater thing last night, and the comedian was interviewing the audience and asking people what they did. She was asking men what they did. And one of the guys said, well, he was an accountant, and she said, why are you here? Isn't this your busy time of year? Shouldn't you leave right now? You must not be a very good accountant, which was, but it turns out that if she'd paid attention, what she would have understood is that even though today is traditionally income tax day, it's also Emancipation Day, which is actually tomorrow. But, as you know, when holidays, especially in the federal system, occur on a Saturday, they are celebrated the previous Friday. When they occur on a Sunday, they are celebrated on the next Monday. So because today, is in theory, is a federal holiday, not in theory, it is a federal holiday, you have until Monday at midnight to get in your taxes. Did you know that?
I did not. I always do my taxes super early.
Because you get a refund.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my accountant, I was sort of, I said, well, you know, how much do I know? He said, well, it's an estimate. I said, why is it an estimate? He said, well, we're taking an extension. And I said, why? And he said, well, because I'm busy. And I said, then I'll get another accountant. I don't want to take an extension. That's your problem, not mine.
Right.
If I want to take an extension, that's fine. When I pay you money to do my taxes, you do them when I want them done. So we changed accountants. And I think this one, we had that conversation. He said, well, let's do an extension. I said, why? He said, because I'm busy. And I said, I don't care. I mean, listen, if you're too busy to do them, that's fine. No ill will. But I'm not doing extension. I mean, I'm a public person. I want to be under the radar for everything. I don't. If there's any question, I don't take it. You know, I just don't need someone to say, well, yeah, you know, she doesn't pay her taxes. I pay my taxes. So today is a National Income Tax Pay Day, except it's not. It's Emancipation Day, which is tomorrow. It's McDonald's Day, and neither Blake nor I can figure out why. And we've Googled it, too. Our little fingers are bloody. And I have no idea why it's McDonald's Day. Somebody from McDonald's can call and tell us, but I think it's very smart of them to have gotten on everybody's list. It's Jackie Robinson Day because this is the day in 1947 where Jackie Robinson debuted for the Brooklyn Dodgers. Thank goodness. What a cool, you know, what a really dignified man he was. What you hope for. I've met a couple of people whose causes I espoused. I thought they were really right. But in at least a couple of cases, and I won't tell you who they were. They were not, well, I can think of three, at least three. They were not very nice people. I mean, they were very focused, and they were smart, but they were not people that you necessarily want to spend, you know, a Saturday afternoon having a long walk and an iced tea. I mean, they just were not, they were too focused. They were too stringent. They were not, they couldn't talk about anything other than their particular issue. And they were kind of harsh. And maybe even a little paranoid. I suppose if you have a lifelong commitment to something and it's not really working out very well, it can probably make you less than charming. But Jackie Robinson, I think, was the opposite from everything that, I mean, the movie and from everything else. Was it number 42? That he was really a very dignified, classy person who was very slow to anger and put up with an awful lot of stuff he shouldn't have had to put up with. So good on Jackie Robinson. It's also, strangely enough, now, in theory, it's the day Lincoln died. It's not the day he was shot. It's the day he died. And as you heard me talk yesterday, having been to Ford Theater, having been to medical school and studied neurology, and having been to the house across the street that they took him to, that it was pretty clear that he was dead, and they just needed a place to hide out so they could make sure that the government would be intact, because as they correctly figured out, it was a conspiracy. And so they just said that they had to locate the vice president and all sorts of things. And they just made sure that they had everything in order till, I mean, they managed the news even then, right? Which I suppose we shouldn't find surprising. So it's a Jackie Robinson Day. It's in theory the day you pay the income tax. There is an Ides of April, so it is an Ides of April. It's also Titanic Remembrance Day, that the Titanic hit the iceberg just before midnight and then actually sunk on this day. So it's one of those. It actually sunk at 2:20 in the morning, 2 hours and 40 minutes after hitting the iceberg. Only 710 of the 2,227 passengers and crew on board survived. If you haven't seen the movie Titanic, it's a terrific movie. I know Leo and Kate, but it'll make you cry. It turns out that there have been some discussions, I guess, because we're talking about the 100th anniversary. No, the 100, it's 1912, so this is 104 years, about that they could have saved Jack. You see, they've done these interviews and said, yeah, she could have saved him. But she decided, I don't know, I love when movie stars decide they're going to change history. So, all right, so and my favorite story, which is sort of ironic and unpleasant about the Titanic, is it was the first time that SOS was used. Which, if you think about it, I mean, you're sitting there in the engine room, and you're in the Carpathia, and something comes through that says SOS, and you're thinking, SOS, what does SOS mean? I mean, the first time you use an emergency signal, it's not going to tell you anything, right?
Right.
I mean, so I guess that's one that they figured out what it meant. On this day in 1892, General Electric was formed. There you go. On this day in 1964, the first Ford Mustang rolled off the showroom floor 2 days before it's set to go on sale nationwide. And I think the Mustang is one of the cooler muscle cars. That's what I always... And the newer ones are almost as cute, and they're much more powerful than the old ones. I've always lusted for a little red Mustang, red convertible. I don't have a car, so, but that's what I lust for. That or the Chrysler, which looks exactly the same, as far as I'm concerned. This day, I can't believe it's really been 3 years. This day in history, in 2013, two bombs exploded near the finish line at the Boston Marathon, killing 3 people and injuring 264. Can you believe that was 3 years ago already?
Yeah, it seems like yesterday.
You know, it seems like no more than a year and a half or 2 years ago. And on this year, on this day, in 2014, more than 200 female students are declared missing after a mass kidnapping in Nigeria. Wasn't there something yesterday about that? They'd found the guy who did it?
Something like that, yeah, or like suspected, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. Very strange. The Ides are always strange. The Ides are the halfway mark of the 15th. There are 4 months that have Ides in them. Obviously, the Ides of March. There's, I think, April's one. I think October's one. I never quite... You know, I can always get 3 out of 4 of anything, or 6 out of 7, or whatever. And for those of you who decide that you really want to get into ecology, apparently you can rent a chicken. Chickens are not my favorite. I grew up across the street from a farm, and they used to do exactly what it says in the movies, is cut off the chicken's head, and then it would go running around. And when I was a really young child, I thought it was kind of cool and fascinating. And then when I got some awareness, I thought it was horrifying. And it's probably part of the reason I'm a vegetarian. That and cadavers make it very, very clear that eating, well, we won't go into that because I don't want to make everybody a vegetarian. But it's interesting news that you can now rent a chicken, for those of you who are interested. 8 and 5. Maybe have Amazon deliver it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so I saw a play last night or a performance. It was called One Funny Mother, which I will review for you next week. We've got Mother's Day coming up. And wouldn't you know, just in the middle of all this, And I decided I needed to cheer you up because it's income tax day. We actually put something on Facebook of what does the government do well and what do you think it does poorly. So you can sort of get vent all your frustration. Try not to swear, but you know we'll clean it up. Don't worry about it. But so I thought I would, someone sent me this today, and I thought it would, you would get a kick out of it and see if it doesn't resonate. Now, her response was that this was only people of a certain generation, but I don't think that's true. And so, Blake, you can tell me whether this resonates with you or not. And those of you who are listening can let me know on Facebook whether it resonates with you or it seems not. The headline is, most of our generation were homeschooled in many ways. Okay. My mother taught me to appreciate a job well done. And the quote is, if you're going to kill each other, do it outside. I just finished waxing the floor. Okay. My mother taught me religion. You better pray that will come out of the carpet. My father taught me about time travel. If you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. My father taught me logic. Because I said so. That's why. My mother taught me more logic. If you fall out of that swing and break your neck, you're not going to distort with me. My mother taught me foresight. Now, this one I can absolutely agree with. Make sure you wear clean underwear in case you're in an accident. She actually clarified that even more so by saying, make sure that there are no safety pins holding your underwear together in case you're in an accident. Now, Blake, does any of this, does this seem familiar to you, or completely unfamiliar?
A lot of that definitely does seem familiar.
Okay, see, I don't think it's generational. I think it's parental.
Yeah.
All right, my father taught me irony. Keep crying and I'll give you something to cry about. Yeah. My mother taught me about the science of osmosis. Shut your mouth and eat your supper. My mother taught me about contortionism. If you look at that, just look at that dirt on the back of your neck. My mother taught me about stamina. You sit there until all that spinach is gone. Oh, that makes my stomach hurt. About my brothers and sisters and not eating their vegetables. And I was always at a birthday party. Ugh. And, you know, we're not moving until it's all done and sobbing and all of our stomachs hurt. Yeah, I remember that. My mother taught me about weather. This room of yours looks as if a tornado went through it. My mother taught me about hypocrisy. If I've told you once, I've told you a million times. Don't exaggerate. See, mine, I've changed that. If I, you know, I've told you a billion times, don't exaggerate. That for me, I don't know that my mother said that. I think I may have picked that up on my own. My father taught me about the circle of life. I brought you into this world and I can take you out. My mother taught me about behavior modification. Stop acting like your father. That gets back to the parental alienation question. Uh-huh. My mother taught me about envy. There are millions of less fortunate children in this world who don't have wonderful parents like you do. That is what I was taught. I was taught there are millions of children who are starving who would love to have this food. And I actually, at one point, when I was about 7 years old, got up from the table. She said, where are you going? I said, I'm getting an envelope and a stamp. I'm sending it to them. But you can see why I was in trouble most of my childhood. My mother taught me about anticipation. Just wait until we get home. See, mine was wait till your father gets home. My mother taught me about receiving. You're going to get it from your father when you get home. So they separated those out. They are combined in my childhood. My mother taught me medical science. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to get stuck that way. Okay. Mine was a little more specific. Mine was, if you don't stop crossing your eyes, Jack Frost will come and freeze you.
Really?
So, she was into the environment long before it was popular. And the other was that if you crack your knuckles, you'll get arthritis. That was mostly from my grandmother, who had arthritis. It was also really good at cracking your knuckles. My mother taught me ESP. Now, this is a variation on what I was taught. Put your sweater on. Don't you think I know when you're cold? Mine was, it's cold outside. Put your sweater on. You know, bundle up. And I would say, but I'm not cold. And she would say, it's cold outside. So it was more subtle than, don't you know when it's cold? It's just, I'm the arbiter of the weather and clothing, and I don't, you know, your body temperature is irrelevant to this.
Right.
Okay, my father taught me humor. When that lawnmower cuts off your toes, don't come running to me. I don't know that he actually ever said that. My mother taught me how to become an adult. If you don't eat your vegetables, you'll never grow up. Mine was, if you eat carrots, you'll be able to see like a bunny. And all I knew about bunnies is that they had lots of babies. And if you drink coffee, you won't you'll stunt your growth. My mother taught me genetics. You're just like your father. My mother taught me about my roots. Shut that door behind you. Do you think you were born in a barn? Oh, I remember that one. My mother taught me wisdom. When you get to be my age, you'll understand. I think that was true. And my father taught me about justice. One day you'll have kids, and I hope they turn out just like you. I remember that one, too, of, you know, that just you wait till you have kids. And one of my sort of, I suppose, favorite stories is that when my sister and I shared a room from the time we were very tiny, and we never really gotten along terribly well. And every once in a while, we would find our way across that emotional divide, and we would sort of be chatting with each other, and we would hear this voice from downstairs saying, "If I hear one more sound, I'm coming up there, and you'll be sorry." And I remember thinking at the time, "Dad, you don't understand. You know, we have such a hard time with each other that it's really important that we'd be able to do this." And I didn't even have to wait till I had kids. I was a babysitter and heard myself saying, "If I hear one more sound, I'm coming up there." So, you know, you don't even have to wait. It's one of those things of being taught early enough what the issues are that you are imprinted. Actually, you know, imprinting is actually baby ducks that would follow a cat around. That's called early imprinting, as they figure that's who the mom is. So that stuff resonates with you as well, Blake?
Yeah, more so on my mother's side. My mom was very, like, she kind of had that, for lack of a better term, behavior. My dad was more, he was more open and, like, more of a critical thinking type.
So he was the easier parent?
I would say so. I mean, it's a little different, though, because they were split for most of my life. So
got it.
That's
yeah.
why.
So you're just like your father, probably.
Oh, I heard that all the time.
Yeah,
I still do,
yeah.
Hearing it growing up, even from my fiancé.
You're just like your father? Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
And whenever you did something right, you were like your mom. But whenever you did something wrong, you were like your dad, right?
Yep.
All right, so what have I got here? Like a minute? I probably even have less than that, don't I?
Yeah, you got like 10 seconds.
Well, 10 seconds to tell you, stay tuned for It's Broken, Let's Fix It. If you haven't done your income tax, do not stress. You have the entire weekend to do it. But it does have to be postmarked no later than midnight on Monday, all right? So you do have a little bit of extra time, and do let us know what you think the government's doing right, where you think your taxes are being appropriately applied, and not so much, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally, even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need, right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, it's that time of the week where we look at issues that are beyond our own personal lives and have meaning to us as a group, as a society, as human beings, as Americans, as fellow travelers on Spaceship Earth. And today my guest is Liz Garbus, who has done a really fascinating documentary called Nothing Left Unsaid. So, Liz, rather than me tell people what it's about, why don't you tell people what it's about and why you were attracted to it?
The film Nothing Left Unsaid is a film about Gloria Vanderbilt and Anderson Cooper. And really, it's about Anderson asking his mom all the questions about her life that he was interested in and wanted to know. I think he spent a lot of time sort of really identifying with that Cooper side of the family, and the whole Vanderbilt history was not something that he was familiar with. I mean, really, even when we were working in the edit room and would find even what was a more familiar newsreel, it was just nothing that Anderson had actually ever looked at or considered before. So the film was really his journey, and he had been collecting. His mother had had tons and tons of stuff in storage, and he had been collecting all this material as well as shooting, filming his mom over the course of the past few decades. So the film represents a lot of that material and exploration into those boxes.
Okay, give us a little bit of background about Vanderbilt and Coopers.
Well, Gloria Vanderbilt was born into one of the wealthiest families in America, the Vanderbilts. Cornelius Vanderbilt, made one of the great fortunes
the Commodore.
In American history when he started first with shipping and then with the railroads. Then there were several generations of Vanderbilts after him, and the wealth kind of kept going. There were no income taxes before 1913. And then Gloria Vanderbilt became quite famous as a little girl because there was a very, very famous custody battle over her. Her father died when she was 15 months old. Her mother, who was just really a young woman, a teen herself, went abroad, and her father's sister, Gertrude Vanderbilt Whitney, sued for custody of little Gloria, and it was called the Trial of the Century, and was covered in the news with glee, the poor little rich girl. It was during the Depression, so I think people were kind of eager to have a look at how even in the most storied family, there was a poor little girl alone. And this was, a very traumatic experience for a young girl. So she was sort of thrust into the public eye at a very, very early age and remained in the public eye for most of her life. And she's now 92 years old. So as Anderson says, she's one of the, probably has been in the public eye longer than anybody alive right now.
Yeah, it was the Jerry Springer of the early part of the century.
Well, quite honestly, it's really remarkable because we all know about the paparazzis now and Twitter, yeah, and everybody covering everyone's every move. But it was quite similar. I mean, she was stalked by photographers. It was front page news in the New York papers where she went when she had communion, whose house she was spending a weekend at. So it was not an innocent time.
All right, so that's the Vanderbilts and the Commodore and poor little rich girl. Now tell me about the Coopers.
And so then Gloria, has had a more fascinating love life than anybody I've ever met. And she went through many marriages and finally found, I think, sort of the great love of her life, who was Wyatt Cooper, who came from an entirely different background, a poor family from Mississippi, big extended family, lots of relationships, whereas Gloria herself was sort of cut off from, was kind of a loner all her life. They forge a family together and have two sons, Carter and Anderson. She had two sons before with another husband, Leopold Stokowski, the great conductor. And this is Anderson Cooper. This is the family he comes from.
Okay. So for me, one of the reasons, I had vaguely heard, I wasn't really old enough, obviously, or maybe not so obviously, about the original Poor Little Rich Girl, but it was certainly something I grew up hearing about without knowing really exactly what it referred to, except that Gloria Vanderbilt, I knew her from her genes, to be quite honest.
That's right, me too.
Right?
Yeah.
This woman that's part of American, Vanderbilt, the Commodore, and I think there's a comment in the documentary about how would the Commodore feel about having his name on women's butts.
Right, exactly. I think Gloria, deflects that very well, because what Gloria became was an extraordinarily successful businesswoman. I mean, the most successful, Vanderbilt since the Commodore in that sense, right? There is that interpretation of it.
Amen. All right. So this seemed to me one of the reasons I was interested in this, a couple of reasons. First of all, because I'd met Anderson before he was as well known as he is now. And he was a very nice guy. He was very kind to me. We were both sort of auditioning for something. And so we were both kind of a little bit untested. And that doesn't necessarily bring out the kindness in people, but it did. I mean, he was very nice to me. I was very nice to him. But the first thing that occurred to me here is, that do we ever really know our parents? We know them as mom and dad, but how do we know our parents? And most of us don't get a chance necessarily to do a documentary about them, but asking the questions and what questions you want to ask and how your parent feels about that. So tell me how you got drawn to this whole project.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, when it first started, it was more like a question. You know, he had all this material, you know, what was it going to be? And for me, when I first met Anderson and Gloria, I was really struck by their warmth and the kind of familiarity of that relationship with that aging parent. You know, when I first met them, I was with Anderson. We knocked on the door. She greeted us warmly. And then immediately she put Anderson to work, you know, fixing a light bulb. You know, it was a very sort of familiar.
She's almost old enough to be his grandmother, isn't she?
That's right. I think she had him when she was in her mid to late 40s.
Yeah.
I believe if I'm doing my math right. So yeah, you know, certainly was an older mom in that sense. So you know, she's his youngest. He is her youngest son. You know, fourth son. In any case, to me there was. I was struck because not only was Gloria the successful businesswoman, but she had been painting all her life, which was not something I knew about. And her paintings were very narrative. They were always kind of looking at her past and looking at loss, looking at this relationship that she never had with her mother and her aunt and her governess, and, you know, kind of refiguring them. So they were very narrative in that sense. And for me, they were a very good way to look into the story. And then Anderson's sort of desire to know. And, you know, and I think probably at this point he knows as much about his mom as any of us knows. I mean, he knows about her lovers. He knows about her affairs. He knows about her regrets. You know, I think for me it's been inspiring to think about, you know, what do I need to ask? What do I want to know about before it's too late?
Yeah, and I did have the sense that that she might not have been as open if she'd, number one, been younger, or number two, it had been one of her other sons. Because I think the baby of the family always has a certain, especially to an older mom, but I think in any family, that the baby of the family always has a special position that the other kids don't. I'd probably say that as the oldest kid in my family, but nevertheless.
Yeah, maybe, and certainly he's a guy who knows how to interview people, right? So I think that, you know, it was perfectly suited.
So how did you find this subject? Did you know either of them before?
They came to me. I mean, Anderson just wanted to make the film. He talked to Sheila Evans at HBO about the film, and then Sheila suggested that I be the director. At first, I was thinking, you know, what was the new angle here? You know, Gloria's written a lot of books. There have been movies about her. But when I got to know them and see that relationship and their intimacy and really that desire to kind of go there, then, and for me also the art, it became something that was very appealing and interesting to me.
Yeah, for me, because I, as I said, knew Anderson a little bit, had interviewed Gloria. I guess I've interviewed them both in mm-hmm. various stages of my career when Gloria had a book out. And what I was actually struck by with both of them is that they were incredibly nice mannered, mm-hmm. very well mannered people, incredibly gracious. But given the fact that both of them are public people, what I was absolutely surprised by, well, two things. First of all, I didn't know anything about the paintings, and I agree with you. I thought the paintings were the most revelatory part, much more than the words, mm-hmm. number one. And number two, for public people who have impeccable manners and have, at least her, has been in her, you know, in the public spotlight since literally for 90 years, the better part of a century, and for Anderson, who certainly had a fair amount of media scrutiny, how open they appear to be without giving you very much at all. That I think that they're, and even in the documentary, and you and I you're certainly welcome to dispute it, that while seeming to be talking about very intimate, important things, that they were surprisingly closed down and not very forthcoming in some ways about emotions. They talked about details and they gave narratives. But let's talk about that when we return. My guest is Liz Garbus, who's done a really interesting documentary about Anderson Cooper and his mom, Gloria Vanderbilt, called Nothing Left Unsaid. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
A good stove is at the top of the list for any serious survivalist. That's why you have to see the full range at Emberlit.com. Simple, elegant, but extraordinarily efficient. Available in titanium or stainless steel, the Emberlit line of stoves are ultralight, pack flat, and work great. Fueled only by sticks and debris, from emergency situations to long-term survival, Emberlit stoves are up to the task. Emberlit, the most convenient, easy-to-carry wood stoves on the planet. See them all at Emberlit.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
My guest is Liz Garbus, who's done a documentary. This is through HBO. Is that right, Liz?
That's right.
Okay. About Anderson Cooper and Gloria Vanderbilt. And Gloria Vanderbilt is the poor little rich girl who's been part of the media for her entire existence. Her dad died when she was very young. Just over a year old. Her mom was a very young woman who went, I suppose in the word of the day, we'd say gallivanting off to Europe. She was raised basically by a nanny, and during the custody fight, which was a very unpleasant media splashed event, somebody decided to get rid of the nanny, right? To just banish the nanny.
People accused the nanny of turning her against her mother. So, that was a very, very fraught and sad turn in their story. That's right.
Because she was the only person that Gloria really had.
She was
had
the mother.
And the whole family to a certain extent. And the kind of anchor in the midst of this crazy storm,
mm-hmm.
which certainly, again, resonates today with very wealthy people alleging all sorts of things and it being a public spectacle. I mean, we think that this is all part of the Facebook and social media, but it's not. It's part of human behavior that technology may have raised to an art form, but it's still the human behavior. So let me get back to my statement that what I was amazed by, having met both of them and having interviewed both of them at various times, how really unemotional they were. That they both of them are very good interviews, and that they have great stories to tell, and they're both very smart and very verbal and very charming. But the emotional content seemed to me to not really be there. That they're really good at hiding in public. What do you think?
I couldn't disagree more about Gloria. I mean, I think that she was amazingly open and emotional and working through some of the kind of deepest regrets of her life and thinking about them and facing them. I mean, to kind of talk about how she felt about, you know, having abandoned her governess, who was essentially her mother, and not having been there for her, or, you know, thinking through the day that her son took his own life in front of her and just thinking, what could she have done? Could she have grabbed the fire iron and hit him over the head? I mean, I actually found her to be deeply vulnerable and open and honest. And I think part of who Anderson is somebody who has developed an opposition to that, who is more guarded, is more protected, because I think there has been there is sort of this emotional range of his mother and that he has kind of almost developed an opposition to. So, yeah, I definitely do not agree with that at all.
Because those are the two events I probably would have chosen. I would have chosen probably the suicide rather than the nanny, because I think she does talk about them. But there was...
And she also deeply regrets. She kind of admits that she cut her mother off, and she talks about how terrible she felt about that. I think she really was very brave in confronting her own weaknesses and failures in a way that I don't think you usually see people do. Certainly not famous people with that kind of.
Well, but I think she did. She does some of that in her book, though, too. That she'd had. I guess that I'm looking at it, because I am, I guess, a psychologist, is that she talked the talk, but there, I mean, let's look at the suicide, which is, for people who are not aware, that Gloria's third son, Carter, who was, I think, what, 27 at the time?
A little younger.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Was at her apartment and went out the window. And for me, that's one of the angrier suicides that I've ever heard about. I mean, certainly suicide in itself is a very painful act for the person who suicides. Obviously feels that there is no way out, but it's also an angry act. I think it's an anger turned inward that says, okay, I'm really angry, because it's not a suicide that was in any way draped with any kind of maybe it was an accident, that this was in front of his mom. And I guess what I wanted, maybe because of the work that I do, is sort of more, he'd been suffering, or we'd had an argument, or he never felt like he really belonged, or he felt that Anderson.
You
was
wanted closure, but I don't think life offers that. I mean, I think that
you might have been
having a psychotic episode. I mean, we don't really know,
no.
And often with suicides, there are lots of theories, and it's, you know, I think if you're deeply thoughtful about it, you know, it's sort of like what Anderson said, you have to exist in a world without a why. I mean, I think that there is no closure. There is no one direct lie. He clearly had been having these these episodes of depression, and Anderson talks about that. And, you know, he was, you only see what we put in the film, but Gloria was talking about how he was sleeping at her house and he was having a hard time getting up and he was very disoriented. So, you know, I don't know. I don't know what you want from her that would make you feel like she grieved properly for you. But
no, it wasn't.
To me,
she was not a
very present person.
No, it's not that. It just was really interesting to me. I mean, I don't have expectations about how people should behave, but mm-hmm. what I'm struck by was how people can hide publicly. And that's always been a fascinating thing for me, that people who seemingly are very forthcoming are quite often very hidden. And I think Anderson is he's younger, and he's certainly at a different stage in his life. But I think your statement, which I don't disagree with, is that he's learned from his mom how, perhaps in response to his mom and his mom's rather public life, to be a great deal more circumspect. But I also think he learned from her how to keep part of yourself away from the public while appearing to share for the public. The public wants to know. And I think that both of them are exceptionally good at appearing to share who they are with the public
I don't really agree with you. I think your expectation of what you want, you know, you want them to bare their souls in a way that satisfies you is more about you than about them. So I'm not, I don't agree with the analysis. But in any case, let's move on.
You know, I have no expectations about anybody. I mean, that's part of my charter, is that just people are who they are.
Lost her son, and she's thinking about it every single day and reworking it in her mind and deciding to share it. And for people who have gone through that and seen her survival, I think it's very brave and very inspiring.
Well, I think she certainly is a survivor. There's certainly no argument there. Did Anderson feel like he learned different things about his mom from this experience?
I think he did. I mean, I think that it brought them together. You know, he's a very, very busy guy, and he, you know, and normally in his life he'll be traveling, and he can go months and months, and it brought them together for certain conversations, and then they were inspired to make the book. So I think it did. It did. It brought on a period in their life of connecting and talking to each other that they hadn't been doing before.
Did you feel like you learned something from about both of them as well?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, coming from knowing nothing about them, I came to learn, you know, a lot. Yeah, indeed.
If you had to take away one thing from this documentary, what would it be?
You know, I think to me, really, it is about survival, and it's about putting one foot in front of the other when, you know, life feels like it can't go on, and, you know, time does go on, and it's, you know, what does Gloria say? She just cried, you know, and sometimes there is no closure, there's no why, there's no roadmap, but time marches on, and I think her extraordinary optimism is what has kept her alive so long.
She is a survivor. Go see Nothing Left Unsaid. Liz, thanks for being with me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.